broadcast.
Kevin.
Frazier. Yeah, it's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
Every night on The Insider, every Tuesday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, Kevin Frazier from our Los Angeles studios. Good morning.
Tom, good morning. And first of all, I just want to send out my thoughts and prayers to everybody dealing with the storm. Hope y'all all are okay. And take care of yourselves. Be careful. That being said, talking about people being careful, Tom, did you see over the weekend where one of Tom Cruise's neighbors scaled the wall and was caught on his property?
For what?
Well, got drunk and he was in an argument. But here's what worried me, because you understand who one of Tom Cruise's neighbors is. Is Byron Allen.
Oh, it was Byron Allen?
Well, it wasn't Byron Allen, thank goodness. Thank goodness it wasn't Byron. But did you know that, Byron this summer bought a $15 million house right by Tom's. And, I try to always remember and remind people that Byron's a mogul.
Right.
And I had a chance to visit him on the set of his two new shows, First Family, with John Witherspoon, Kalita Smith, Gladys Knight, Jackie Harry, and Marla Gibbs, and Mr. Box Office with Bill Bellamy, John Lovitz, and Alex Thomas. And I was like, you know what? How did you pull this off, Byron? How did you get these two new sitcoms done? And I want you to listen to what he told me.
So what I did is I funded it myself. I went directly to the television stations, each television station across the country, and I said, I want to bring back family sitcoms. I want to bring shows to the living room that the entire family can sit around and watch.
So Byron got 115 stations to say, okay, and they ordered 104 episodes of this, which is unheard of, and this guy is in his 25,000 square foot facility, and I mean, he is just going through shows 3 days a week. They're shooting the two sitcoms, and he says, hey, this is like Detroit. My dad worked the line in Detroit. We're getting these shows done. It's going to be fun, family comedy. They don't have to answer to anybody but me, so we are rolling. Now, the two other days, they're shooting his court shows, and so he's shooting his court shows, he's shooting his sitcoms, and he has more than 30 syndicated shows. Byron's studio, Byron himself, is worth more than $100 million.
Wow. What
a story of survival.
Yeah.
Look
he
at
took that from the Tyler Perry mode.
Yeah.
Well, Tyler Perry took it from Byron Allen. So Byron is doing it. Check your local listings and look for First Family or Mr. Box Office. Those are his shows, and he's getting it done. Meanwhile, yesterday, I had a chance to sit down with Neo. You know, he has a new album coming out, and he is also, the VP of A&R for Motown Records, mm-hmm. a job that Smokey Robinson once had. Well, Neo, besides looking over people's, careers, and he writes songs for them, he gets their look, we sat down and listened to some of his new artist's music, and then I asked him about his new album, and he said, well, you know what? One of the things that I know how to do is I know how to write songs for women. And I'm like, Neo, what are you talking about? And he said, explain it to me. And here's what he said.
The secret to writing songs for women is to not be afraid of or ashamed of emotion. The house that I was raised in, my mother, my sister, my grandmother, and five aunts. It was, if it hurts, cry. If it feels good, smile. And never be afraid to do either one.
Wow. He grew up with a lot of estrogen in the house. You understand that.
Didn't he write to the left, to the left?
But I do want to tell you this. He told me he's so busy that he missed his daughter's first steps. And he said he watched it on his phone, went in his hotel room, and just cried like a baby. But he's a busy man. He's a busy, busy man.
And what was the song by Rihanna?
Neo has written so many songs.
He's sitting on a big pack of money.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, he can write some hate anthems.
The king of the man jam.
Oh, man. Yeah, he is. He is king of the man jam.
And cry all the way to the bank.
Thank you.
All right, Kevin. Every night on The Insider, every Tuesday on the TJMS, Kevin Frazier from Los Angeles.